Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, the only radio show in San Diego, heck, in Southern California that I know of, that's 100% dedicated to the racer. Everything from about 6 years old all the way up. Hey, and this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue. Stan is the man. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com for all your automotive needs when it comes to carburation, fuel injection, and working on distributors, believe it or not. Hey, I interviewed one of the up-and-coming young ladies in the motorsport community, Angela Rucch, R-U-C-H. Sit back, take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, you know how I always like to look for new drivers, up-and-coming drivers, especially female drivers, because, you know, Danica Patrick came on the scene, but way before her, Lynn St. James, Guthrie, a lot of up-and-coming women really broke down a lot of barriers, but it's still a tough call. But it helps to have talent. And we've got Angela Rucch on the line. Well, how do you pronounce that, Angela? Your last name.
It's Rucch.
Rucch. Okay.
Yeah, I always think of the chess piece.
Yeah, I know. Try the last name of Stahl for a car guy. It's terrible.
Right.
So what series do you run in?
So I'm running in the truck series. Yep, it's okay. My first year running a limited schedule in the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series.
Yeah, now it's the Gander Outdoor Truck Series.
I know. It screws me up a little bit, but yes, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series.
Trust me. You and me both. I got to change all kinds of things. So, how's your series been? I know the series has just started, but how are you doing so far?
You know, I mean, we're doing awesome. First time in Daytona, top 10 finish, finished eighth. It was incredible. Incredible journey for us in the Joe Nemechek team. You know, it's a dream come true for me. You know, my uncle won the Daytona 500 in 1990, so kind of have that shot at it. It was
your uncle Derek Cope?
Yes, it is. He is.
Is he still racing? He's got to be the longest running driver on the planet, I tell you.
He's not. You know, actually, no, I think Morgan Shepherd is. No, but he's actually running. He's running a team right now for, I think, Starcom Motorsports in the Cup Series. And I think Lane Castle is the one that's driving for him.
So you got a little bit of, you know, heritage coming down. You know, some of them racing creds come your way. That's good to know.
Yeah, no, it's been an exciting start off, you know, new year to finish that well. And then we had a 16th place finish in Vegas last weekend, which was awesome. A couple complications, you know, on the track, but all in all, we'll take it.
Oh, no, I watched. That's the reason I made this phone call. I watched you, and I was so impressed on how you handled yourself. How long have you been racing?
Oh, well, you know, I've been racing since I was a little girl, since I was 9 years old. I started off in go-karts, and then went to super late models, and then moved back here about 17 years ago and did some ARCA, Xfinity, and here I'm in the trucks.
Great. You ever go on the dirt or mainly asphalt?
Mainly asphalt, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're driving the number eight?
Yeah, driving the number eight truck for Joe Nemechek.
All right.
He's been a big help.
Well, that's what Joe's all about, you know. And a lot of the NASCAR drivers, you know, even the Kyle Busches and the Brad Keselowski, all, you know, starting teams. And they're starting the teams really to bring the young drivers up through the system. You know, it's funny, back in the day, if you were the first-time driver, you got crappy equipment. And you were supposed to prove that you could drive. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, if you get really good equipment, like what you're in right now, that's why you can, you know, come out in the level of where you're at. Benedetto on the West Coast, that's a prime example. He's been a great short track driver in California for years. Finally got a break, and he did awesome in the Daytona race. So it's good to see that you're getting good equipment, because that's what proves what you can do.
Yeah, you know, like I said, this is probably the best seat I've ever been in equipment-wise. You know, I've put myself in some, you know, tougher situations in the past, the last past few years. But again, you know, everybody's out there fighting for themselves and for their own, you know. So everybody loves, you know, obviously we love NASCAR. We love being in the sport. So I guess, you know, any situation when you're in a car is good, you know what I mean? But being where I'm at today in this situation with Joe Newgarden, it's a dream.
And I can tell you appreciate it, too. I mean, you don't take anything for granted. It sounds to me like you work your tail off at every race. You're not just showing up as a pretty face jumping in a race car to go driving.
No, I think we all know it takes more than that these days to get noticed, you know what I mean? So, so it's taking it serious. I'm definitely taking it very seriously, and I'm training quite a bit and at the shop with learning from Joe. And he's taught me so much. I've learned so much from him in the last probably 2.5 months than I've ever learned in my whole life. So I'm just really thankful to have him.
Just keep soaking it up. All right. So who's on the side of the race car? Who helps you get to the race?
Yeah. So we have JJ Resources, which is he is based out of Tennessee, and it's a gold mine. It's a big mining company. Great friend of ours. We've known him for a long time. Pretty incredible. Then we also have Global Growth Partners, which is a full service investment banking firm. So they're backing us up, and I just got news this morning that we have signed on for another 12 races. So pretty excited.
You got to be really excited. Are you kidding? That's awesome.
Yes, I know. It's incredible. And hopefully 2020 will be in a full ride.
Well, that'd be great. Now, how do you handle the pressure? Because like you said, you're now in a top-notch car, and everything changes. You know, where before you could say, well, you know, it's a great car. I did my best if I had a better car. Well, now you got a better car.
There's a lot of pressure, you know, especially being that, you know, I'm in the truck that John Hunter drove last year and his dad's still driving. You know, they're qualifying the top, you know, 15 and having great finishes. So there is a ton of pressure. And also the pressure from, you know, my husband, because, you know, he's my biggest fan and he knows I can do it. But it's just, there's a fine line, you know what I mean? As long as I know I'm doing everything I possibly can to be great at it, I feel like I'm ready to go. So whether it's training on my simulator with, you know, getting film notes from John Hunter, which he is amazing and sends me all of his notes. It's incredible.
Wow.
And then just, you know, working with Joe, you know? So I feel like I'm mentally and physically prepared. So I feel like every track I go to, I'm right there, you know?
Right. Well, and you know as well as I do, it's everything is seat time.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, and now, you're driving on tracks this year that you've not been on before, have you?
I have not been in Daytona. My first run at Daytona, first run at Vegas. It'll be my first time at Texas. So everything's still really new to me, you know? So the pressure is definitely there. It's just, am I capable of, you know, living up to that?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, it's kind of like a new job. The first 90 days, you're kind of on, you know, kind of just cruising, getting used to everything. And I think in NASCAR, the first year, okay, all right, now that you got it all figured out, second year, you should do good. Third year, you better knock it out of the park. And I think that's the pressure that you're dealing with. It'd be nice if it was just 90 days, but unfortunately it's not. And are you starting to see, are you seeing more and more drivers within the truck series be more receptive to females coming in than they were before?
You know, oh, absolutely. You know, I feel like we all deserve to be there. You know, Nellie Decker's, you know, having a great run. She finished great in Vegas. I just feel like more and more we're hearing more of the ladies coming up, which is awesome. You know, Haley Deegan did really well at the dirt track. She's incredible. So, you know, again, I feel like we are well-deserved to be where all the guys are, and I think that it shows at the track. You know, they're really respectful to us, speaking for all of us. And, they come up to you and they give you notes and they help you out if you have a question, and I think that's what the sport's all about. We definitely need more females in it, which I think we're opening the doors more and more as we're showing our faces.
Right.
Especially if we finish well, if we're doing as well as we are, I think it definitely opens some more doors for everybody, you know?
Oh, you were spoke of, I don't know if you've rewatched the Daytona race, but the commentators, you were spoken about quite a bit in a positive fashion. So, you know, that's really what you're looking for.
Yeah, no, exactly. I rewatched the race 3 times now, and they really took care of me on that. And I feel like it was deserved, you know? So I've worked hard to be where I'm at, and the best is yet to come.
Yeah, well, trust me, I wouldn't have been calling you if I didn't see some real serious talent. I jumped on your Facebook page and, you know, took a look at all that, and you're doing all the right things. You know, it's just, you know, you just got to keep your head up and keep your nose down and hang on to that wheel. And I guess probably another challenge for you is working with your spotter and crew chief.
Yeah, you know, they play a big role in this factor. You know, it's, I talk to my crew chief, you know, a few times a week. We go over game plans, we go over notes, and just, you know, trying to, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page, right?
Right. How tall are you? Oh. You look like you're tall.
I'm 5'3". I'm not that tall. I wish I was taller.
Man, there's something wrong with that photo I looked at you. I thought you looked like about 5'8". Well, because you know how you are when you sit in the Gander trucks. I mean, it's like 10 feet above a normal driver's head. So if you're 5'3", you must really be down in the hole.
Yes, you are. These trucks are a different animal.
Yeah. So how do you like the truck series?
I am in love with the truck series. They're incredible. Brad, who runs the truck series program, is awesome. It's really inviting, you know. Like I said, I feel like the trucks all have – they're all a really tight group. There's like a lot of fast trucks out there, and I like that. Everyone's so competitive and respectful.
Yeah, and it's good racing. It's good, close. It's
amazing racing.
Yeah, and when you're trying to run.
And I love the way the trucks handle, and yeah, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, but it's like you're driving a brick, really, through the air. But and there's
it's crazy.
Yeah, good points to that, and then bad points to that. You know, getting up close, taking away people's air. And I think that's what's going to be a benefit to you, the more seat time. Every, you know, like once you've driven all the tracks and then you're going to come back next year and you're going to do it again, you know, then it'll be, you know, it'll be a totally different experience.
Yeah.
And how do you think you're going to do on a road course? Because you guys are going to do road courses, right?
You know, I'll probably do a couple classes. We've already been discussing that. My husband is dying to see me on a road course. So I'm actually going to go to a couple driving schools and try and learn with Joe Nemechek and see if he could teach me a few things.
Yeah, that probably would not be a bad idea at all. But, you know, I guess the only advice I can give you is take a deep breath and enjoy every moment of it, because, you know, everything goes by day by day, but, you know, to hang on to every day that you're experiencing this gift, and it's truly a gift. Yes, you earn it. Yes, you work really, really, really hard, but there's a lot of girls and guys out there that can drive really well that'll never get the opportunity that you got. So that's huge for Joe Nemechek.
Yeah, I know. That's nicely said, and it's so true. It is a dream and something I've always wanted to do since I was a little girl, and I'm living it right now. So I will never take it for granted, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're going to love this. I had a little boy on my show 2 weeks ago. He's 6 years old. He runs mini dwarfs in the dirt. He's already been in three races. He's already got a second place. He's 6 years old, dude. It was funny. Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
I know. And then I've got another lady, a girl, almost a young lady, started with me when she was six, racing go-karts. Six seasons, first place every time. And, you know, just really outgoing. She kind of pulled herself in. But she's still racing, so she calls in all the time on the show, and I put her on TV.
Aw.
Well, you know, when you're looking for...
I bet she loves it.
When you're looking for sponsorship, and you can tell a sponsor, hey, sponsor my car, and I'll put you on local television or local radio. Well, that's an added bonus that most sponsors don't have that gift. So that's what I try to do. Just try to get the drivers.
Oh, that's awesome. Give it's back. Important. It's what makes the sport.
Well, you got to give back more than you receive.
Of course, as you do in anything in life, right?
Absolutely. All right, kiddo. Well, I'm sure you got to go out and work on the car, on the truck. So I'm going to let you go.
I don't know if I go that far. I'm adopting a baby, so my little boy is due any minute. So I am here traveling, waiting for my little boy. Yes, I'm adopting.
Oh, I was going to say, because you didn't look real pregnant the last time I seen you.
Everybody says that, right? Yeah. So it's my husband and I's first baby. So I'm here,
really?
Baby mama, and she is very dilated. So we're just any moment. I'm super excited, nervous, and anxious, and going through all the motions. So it's a pretty exciting time for me right now.
So you're having a little girl?
A little boy.
Oh, a little boy. What's his name?
His name? His name. So I haven't really told anybody this, but his name is going to be King Rook. His name is King.
Oh, yeah, my God. Rook. That is such an Oh, that is.
And
that
yes,
is cool,
he will be a race car driver.
Absolutely. Hey, well, we'll just keep this between you and I. We won't let anybody know.
Perfect. I'll take it.
Angela, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day, and I really look forward to hearing from you throughout the season. And number eight, folks, everybody watch the truck, and what's the big advertiser down the side?
It's JJ Resources and Global Growth Partners.
All right. We'll keep our eye open for you, and thank you again, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Keep your eye on that young lady, folks. I have a sneaky feeling she's going to go far. Hey, this is the Barona Circle Track segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Just check these guys out. Go to ElCajonFord.com. They sponsor Barona Circle Track. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com. I've been told by a little mouse that the schedule is up, so you can keep track of what's going on. And let me tell you what, we got Mark Rose in the house. Mark is really involved in the San Diego motorsports community, raced at Cajon Speedway. You do any racing out at Barona?
I did. I was fortunate enough to be in a dwarf car a few times out there. Didn't go over real well, but it was a lot of fun. Hardest thing I've ever driven.
Really?
Absolutely.
What were the challenges?
Getting in and out of the car.
Well, because that's a little bit of a smaller car. Folks, you can't see him, but he's not 135 pounds. Okay, we'll just leave it at
that. He's not Britney size.
No. So you sort of jumped out. Now, you own a company, and the company name is?
It's I manage Express Pipe and Supply. We're a plumbing wholesale house out in Santee.
Okay, so you manage it. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I made you an owner.
Yeah.
Taxes coming. Taxes. No, I'm only kidding. And you really, well, your owner must be backing you on this, unless it's coming out of your own pocket.
It's coming out of my branch. It all comes out of my branch. And
you sponsor what? What do you actually sponsor out of the track? Do you have specialized in anything?
Well, I'm sponsoring the this year they're called the Barona Nomad Dwarf Cars. Mm-hmm. Last year they were just the Barona Speedway Dwarf Cars. I sponsor their hard charger. You know, not everybody's going to win every race. So whoever passes the most people and improves the most in one race gets the Express Pipe and Supply Hard Charger Award for that night.
Who makes that determination?
The scoring. Scoring out of the Speedway. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to do anything. I provide usually $50 worth of Milwaukee tools. Milwaukee helps me out quite a bit with the Speedway. And I also sponsor Chris Fritz out there in a street stock and Greg Mann in a street stock. And last year, Troy Salazar asked me if I'd be interested in doing something like the Dash for Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So now the premier event that night, whoever's up first, the fast four guys from that division go out and run four laps. And it's called the Express Pipe Dash for Cash. And whoever wins that gets $100 cash money.
How sweet is that? And, you know, being an old-time racer, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're done racing, it's, geez, how do I give back? How do I give back? And, you know, you could have been a car owner. You could have been a wrench. I think what you're doing would be what I would be doing, writing checks.
Wow. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot cleaner.
But, Ed, we were talking a little bit off air that, you know, coming from Cajon Speedway, you used to race with a lot of the guys, and you're throwing names out that, you know, were just making me go back into la-la land. But one of the names you brought out is Seifert.
Mm-hmm.
And he still races, I understand.
Off-road,
dirt.
Yeah, we broke our teeth out with Jeff Seifert. I was crewing for Jeff in a spec truck, and then he jumped into a late model sportsman out there. We raced with likes of Ronnie Esau, Mike Mendenhall, Mark Meach, and raced out there with that. And then we went into the NASCAR Southwest Tour.
Oh.
Fortunate enough to win the last 100-lap Southwest Tour race at Cajon Speedway. Right. Jeff ended up leading every lap, all 125 laps of the Coors Light 125.
And nothing broke.
Nothing broke.
Everything you touched stayed on the car.
Unfortunately, it was definitely.
I used to be a crew chief. I know that ugly feeling.
It was definitely a group effort.
But when it fails, guess who it's on?
And true story, I leaned into the car. Mark Meach had put a piece of duct tape on Jeff's steering wheel, and he had qualified behind us. We started on the outside pole, and Mark Meach put a sticker on Jeff's dash and said, "See you in a few laps." So it was kind of an icebreaker. You know, we really respect Mark.
See it of you.
But I told Jeff Seifert, drive this car into one until you see the Lord's face himself. And when he looks back at you, you turn left. And,
and it worked.
Thankfully, it worked. We came out of turn two with the lead and never looked back.
So, in the dark, I might add.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember how turn two was so dark?
It was. It was.
But that was a real eye-opener. That got you meeting the man every once in a while.
And then we stepped up, and Jeff was fortunate enough to buy a couple of off-road trucks, and we raced in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Series in the Pro 2 and the Pro 4 division.
Mm-hmm.
Tough sport, man. It takes a lot of money, a lot of dedication, a lot of time.
And a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Because you beat those vehicles to death.
3 years ago, Jeff broke his back out there at Lake Elsinore.
Oh.
Sold both of those trucks. Jeff still has a trophy truck, and we're going to get it together and hopefully do some races. We're not going to race in Mexico, but we'd love to do the Mint 400 again next year.
How's he feeling?
He's doing good. He's doing really good. He started another company, so he's really involved in the off-road community. He's doing a bunch of side-by-side stuff like the Polaris's and a company called AK Hard Parts out in Santee.
Okay.
So we're always playing with something, that's for
sure. Well, you say you don't want to go down to Mexico and race, but before you say no, have you ever heard of the Nora?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A friend of mine raced it last year.
Yeah, I got to be the announcer for the first 3 years, and it was just – I didn't get to race, but I was talking to people like Walker Evans, and Walker says, this is the first time I've – been through this territory that I could actually slow down and look and enjoy the scenery, because it's really a rally, and it's a tribute rally is what it is. It's not hardcore.
Yeah, it's a 5 or 6 day race if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You start in Loretto, or no, you start in Tecate, then you go to Bay of LA, Loretto, La Paz, and then Cabo. So you do have to stay in it. So, you know, When they get a cash prize, do they get anything else? Do they get like a trophy?
A trophy. Cash prizes are pretty minimal.
Yeah.
In any motorsports.
They weren't going to get it anyway. I mean, it's nice that somebody's doing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to do it. I want to give back to the community. We need more people out of Barona Speedway doing the same thing.
No kidding.
Elkhorn Ford does a lot. Maxima Racing Oils came on board with Troy this year.
Right.
Wayne Miller from Wayne Miller's Automotive in Lakeside came on.
Yeah.
We just need more people doing it. It helps.
Well, we need to go get all of the old Cajon Speedway guys that are kicking their feet and crying and whimpering because when they drive by that piece of property, it's still empty, and get involved in Barona. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to race a car anymore, but no. Just to get involved and help promote it. Maybe help turn a wrench on somebody's car for them every once in a while.
Right. Well, I don't understand if you go out there, it's infectious. It's you see what is going on.
Absolutely.
You want to help.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is FM 96.1 for all you folks in North County, AM 1170 for San Diego. You can get us on iHeartRadio. You can download the free KCBQ app. Or if you're stuck in front of a computer, you can find us there as well. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris. Go to parisautospeedway.com. Check out their schedule. That is the fastest half-mile dirt you're going to see, and the excitement is wild. The schedule's out, and we got Scott Delosio, the greatest announcer in motorsports. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You just confirmed you must be deaf.
Dude, there's so many people that just think you walk on water. I don't even want to hear it.
Don't be
I'm
so
just
modest.
Joining. Hey, I'm just joining the club.
Yes. Hi, Scott.
Nobody around this house thinks I walk on water.
Well, I didn't say home because I'm in the same boat you are. Are you kidding? No, you and I are out in the backyard. So,
what's going on?
Have you
Paris?
Gotten a race in yet?
Yeah, we had one race in. We've got actually two nights rained out. Last night was supposed to be a doubleheader.
That's what I thought.
Where we're going to run two complete shows. For our stock cars and IMCA modifieds, But when it rained out there on Wednesday, it rained so hard. Yeah. And because of the rain we've had the past few weeks, it just, you know, it just saturated out there. So we got canceled with that. And then the Kenny Wallace Dirt Racing Experience was supposed to be out there today. That had to be canceled as well. So they moved that. Actually, Kenny Wallace was supposed to be, Dirt Racing Experience was supposed to be today and next Saturday. Mm-hmm. So they moved today's show to next Sunday for those guys. Anybody who wants to get in a real race car and drive a race car, they can do it next week at Paris Auto Speedway on Saturday or Sunday. Just go to our website or our Facebook page or the Kenny Wallace Dirt Racing Experience, and you can find out all the information there. And they have a variety of cars you can get in. I think there's a sprint car, a late model, what they call an A-mod, and also a modified.
So you going to go do it?
Hell no.
If it had a hockey puck there, you would.
I'm taking time from watching the game right now to talk to you great people.
Oh, I'm just totally impressed.
We are so blessed.
Thank you very much. So, so what is, between last year and this year, I don't know what's going on with you and rain.
Yeah. It's all Scott's fault.
I think it's all Southern California. It's just...
saturated.
You know, it was. If it would have been a normal week, it hadn't rained, you know, before Wednesday, or right. we'd had decent temperatures, but it's just been so cold on top of everything else, right. it's not drying out.
Well, I had two car clubs supposed to come in this weekend to promote their car shows on TV, and they both canceled due to the rain. These guys just won't even drive their hot rods out. But so what's the next date?
Well, the one we're going to have you talk to today was Chris Morton from the World of Outlaws. That's going to be the next race on March 30th. And it's a cool deal because it's a doubleheader. You get the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, which we like to refer to as the world's fastest dirt track sprint cars.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the USAC CRA Sprint Cars as well.
Oh, wow. That'll be a great race.
Which is the premier non-wing group west of the Mississippi.
Whoa. So that's going to be a full night for sure.
So are you going to start at the normal time, Scott, for that? Or
yeah,
start
we'll,
early?
We'll start at the normal time. If you ever seen the Outlaws run, they run the show fast.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They run the show really, real fast. Those guys, they want to race and get down the road for the next race.
Right.
We actually have that night. We're going to have the Young Guns, which is for drivers 14 to, I think, 25 now. I haven't raced sprint cars before. And we'll have the seniors for old dudes like you and me, guys, 40
Sweet.
And over.
Who we got lined up for Young Guns this year? Anybody local?
You know, I haven't seen the full roster. I know there are some kids coming up, want to run them again. It's, you know, that whole deal was a great idea. And the first year we ran it was the best year because we had, that's the biggest fields we had. You know, it's produced regular drivers, guys who won championships, mm-hmm. Logan Williams, the kid off the High Desert, Victorville, also a Williams, no relation. But I think the problem that's developed with that, that's a heck of an investment for a family.
Sure.
You know, to buy a sprint car, you can go out and rent one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're like $1,200 bucks a night to rent it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's rented $1,500 plus if you wreck it.
You never wreck them.
There's that. Yeah.
Nah, you're not going to wreck them.
Yeah. So that's been, you know, it's a rock and a hard spot. It's produced some good young drivers. Well, Courtney Crone, who you know.
Oh, yeah.
Who is really, she's really going places. She won the championship a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah Mayhew.
You know, and she's.
Yeah, Hannah Mayhew.
Hannah Mayhew, who is actually didn't, I don't know if she raced at all last year.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. She did race in Vegas last week, the USAC West Coast Sprint Car Opener, which is a 360 series.
Right. That girl's got serious.
So she's back behind the wheel.
She's got serious talent, and she's good on the mic. You know, she presents well, so I'd like to hopefully maybe somebody will sponsor her and pick her up and run a full season.
Yeah, I'd love to see her run the 410, too, because she's not afraid of the throttle pedal, that's for sure.
No. And you and I both know that's a scary pedal.
Yeah, especially in an open-wheel sprint car.
Yeah. Everything's fine till somebody hits something. Then it's really ugly. But
well, she's proved she can drive it. I mean, that was one of the reasons Don Kazarian started the class. You know, we'd have people come in, younger people come in before we had that class, and they'd run with the USAC CRA series, and it was like throwing the Christian to the lions.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You know, they just... it was just too much for a lot of people. You'd see them race one, two, three times. You never hear from them again.
Sure.
So yeah. This way they can get a lot of laps in and, you know, get their feet wet and right. Know what they're going to get into. And they jump up to the higher echelon.
Right.
No, it's jumping on me on the bed. That's why I'm screwed up here.
Dogs.
Oh, hey, you don't talk about his little Frenchie. It's a Frenchie, right?
No, I've got pugs. We were going to pick up a Frenchie today, but the call didn't go through.
So you're getting a new baby?
That's what I hear.
Ugh, yeah, tell me about it.
I ain't paying that much for a dog.
Right? They have nice ones at the pound.
Hey, but they're not. No, they're not as healthy, and they don't live as long, I'm telling you.
Oh, brother.
We've got my buddy just had a litter of pugs yesterday, and I need another one of those. It's like, well, how much do you want for them?
Yeah. Will you take payments?
Yeah. No, pugs are reasonable dogs. Plus, he's a good friend, so he's offered me a really good price. So may I add one of those to the stable again.
Yeah, what the heck. Yeah, I know. I just was told we're keeping two chocolate dachshund puppies. So, but you know,
so now it'd be up to 16.
Well, I thought they were leaving, but I've been told they're staying. So I don't know what we're gonna do. But anyway, back to motorsports. So, you know, for the folks that have not been there, kind of give us a rundown of the track. You got about 5 minutes.
Paris Auto Speedway. This is our 24th season, built in 1996. Anybody who's been raised around dirt tracks, you know, back in the day. Dirt tracks were kind of Spartan-like, and when the Kazarians came in, they built a racetrack that was quite different than most dirt tracks. It's nice, big, clean restrooms where there's more women's restrooms than there are men's, which is a big factor.
Yep.
they put in a lighting system. I mean, you go to some racetracks where they're so dark. We call it daytime bright lighting because of the lighting system. It has a 60,000 watt digital sound system. It's got all kinds of good food. And it's a fast half mile dirt track. It's a three groove racetrack. That's very important when you run a dirt track. If you run, you run a track that's too heavy, you're not going to get a lot of passing. If you got a single groove racetrack, you're not going to get a lot of passing. Don Kazarian has turned what he knows into a science when it comes to working with the dirt. He's got Rick Fulton working with him now.
Yeah.
And you get a three groove dirt track going, you've got, you've got guys fight for the lead three abreast some of the time.
It's scary. Hey, we got our guest that came in. He's a sponsor. He sponsors a lot of the races here at Verona. His name is Mark Rose. And I think he had a question.
Actually, it's not a question, sure. Dave. It's a comment to Scott and his crew up at Paris. If people haven't been there, they got to check this place out. The World of Outlaws put on a heck of a show, but until you've seen the non-wing sprints going into turn one at 110 miles an hour, and you can't turn left unless you turn right, people don't understand it until they see it.
Yeah, right. Oh, no.
It is a great show up there.
Yeah. You can hear us talk about it all day long, but until you're in the seats, And you're right. Don has really made that a jewel of a racetrack. It's got one of the best sound systems I've heard, it's got the best lighting, and you're right, the food, when Michelle and I go, we always end up, eating a cheeseburger?
Yeah. Oh, and if Pink's is there, we get the Pink's.
Yeah. Well, that's only on, special events.
They have a full bar out there.
Yeah. They got it all.
Stuffed jalapenos are the bomb.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those are really good, too. As I can tell, I'm already hungry. No,
those aren't good for the announcer, though.
Yeah, I guess.
He has to wait till after.
Yeah, wait till after. But
no, they're great to eat, but every so often you get one, you bite into it, and it's like your throat's on fire, and then it's like, okay, you got to talk.
Yeah, right, then you're done. Now you can't do it. And you know, the thing that I, as you mentioned, Mark, what I like about is what they do for the community. When you go there, even though it's a dirt track, it reminds me of Cajon Speedway. You've got families that have marked off their areas. You've got rooting sections for all the drivers. I mean, it just reminds me so much of Cajon. It just makes me crazy, except it's big. It's a half mile, and it's fast.
Big, it's fast, it's loud. And when you get the cheering crowds for the hometown favorites or the hometown bully, whatever the case may be, you definitely hear it at that race.
Oh, yeah. And you can sometimes hear the fans over the cars. I mean, if it gets really, really, really crazy. And you know, Don is always, you know, coming up with something new. Did you hear they're having a double decker? Is it a figure eight or just a double decker race?
It's on the oval track run clockwise, and we had it for the first night 2 weeks ago. Actually, they only had two of the cars done, but if you go on our website, or I should say our Facebook page, you can catch video. The crowd went crazy. You really have to have a screw way loose.
a few screws.
I mean, what kind of cars are they stacking?
A bigger car on the bottom, usually a compact on top. They were getting those things up in the corners, going up on two wheels on the left side wheels because they were going clockwise.
And there's a guy in the top and a guy in the bottom.
The guy in the bottom controls the throttle and the brakes. The guy in the top has a steering wheel. Like I say, you've got to be
a screw loose. Well, we thought that when they did train racing. You remember they did train racing?
Well, it's, you know, it's the learning curve thing. They give everybody a test before they get in the cars, and everybody falls below the curve. They let them drive those things.
Oh, my God. All right, folks. When are they coming back?
They'll be back. It is the 27th of April.
Write that down, Michelle. We have got to go see those.
Double the field for that night.
I'm going to be in Vegas.
Oh, too bad. Well, I guess I will come up and see
them. You'll have to go for me.
Yeah, I'll have to go.
And then there's the wonderful military tributes, too, that they do at Paris. It just is amazing.
They literally bring.
I'm so glad they do that. Love it.
You may be expanding on that a little bit this year from what I'm heard. So something may be happening throughout the year.
Wow.
And we're going to have a real big announcement anytime. Just put it that way. Anytime a huge announcement's going to be coming out.
Little teaser. All right,
we'll wait for you.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Hey, get back to the hockey game and go get yourself a pug.
Yeah. I have a funny feeling that's going to happen.
Well, how many pugs do you have now?
Two.
You need three.
Yeah, well, no, I don't need them, but I think I'm going to have one.
Go ahead. You'll love it. All right, buddy. Scott Delosio, announcer at Paris Auto Speedway. Nobody does it better.
We'll see you soon.
Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Take care, bud.
You too.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170. We are The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care Clinic, located at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net for all your automotive needs. Everything from your everyday driver to your tow vehicle to your race car to your sand buggy. He does it all. And if you want to trick out the underhood of your car and make it really in good condition, the hose specialties. If you want to put those braided lines under your car so you never have to have a leak again, they do that as well. 619-562-4750. All right. Well, you know, NASCAR's coming to the Auto Club Speedway.
Next week. Yeah, they have Xfinity, and then they'll have the Auto Club 400.
What else are we doing?
Well, we're going to the Classic Auto Show in Orange County.
Maybe we'll swing by.
It's the same weekend. I know. Don't you hate that?
So with that being said, you've heard us doing all kinds.
We got a racer.
We've had Kyle Busch and we've had Joey Logano. Well, now we got Alex Bowman on the line.
Yay.
So it's kind of a short interview, but sit back, take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, well, you know, NASCAR is coming to Auto Club Speedway pretty soon. We've got one of the up-and-coming stars, Alex Bowman, on the line. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. So how's your season starting out?
You know, Daytona went pretty well. Obviously, having the 400 cars qualify first through fourth was really cool, but, you know, we didn't get the finish we wanted there. And Atlanta and Vegas were a little rough on us, so really looking forward to getting to Phoenix this weekend. And it's close to home for me, so that should be a good one for us. And then going to Fontana will be really good as well. So we've got to find some speed and get our cars a little better, but we're getting there.
So would you consider Phoenix your home track?
Yeah, definitely. I'm from Tucson, so not too far from there.
So you've had quite a bit of time on that track?
Not really. I mean, I
not more than anywhere else.
Okay.
You know, they don't run a lot of local stuff there. So most of it was once I got to the Xfinity and to the Cup Series.
Right. So what did you start out doing? What were you racing when you started out?
I started racing quarter midgets when I was 7, which is basically like a go-kart for those that aren't familiar. I think Jeff Gordon started racing them, and a couple other guys started racing them. So I did that until I was probably 12. From there, I did the USAC National Midget Tour and different series of midget racing for a couple of years. And from there, I went stock car racing. And in, I guess, 2010, switched to the stock car side of things, maybe 2011. Ran the K&N Pro Series East, ARCA, then Xfinity, and then straight to the Cup Series. So won a lot of races growing up, you know, and different stuff. And was able to kind of climb the ladder pretty quickly, and really happy to be here driving for Hendrick Motorsports. It's been kind of like a dream come true.
Yeah, a little intimidating having that 88 on the side of the car, wouldn't you say?
I get that question a lot, and I don't really think
you don't even think about
it. Over for Dale has been that big of a pressure factor or anything like that. I mean, I want to run well and win races for myself. So,
right.
Driving for Hendrick Motorsports and driving the Nationwide 88 car has been a lot of fun, and we just got to get it in victory lane.
Yeah, and you know, it's. I think the pressure you put on yourself is worse than anybody else can put on you, because you know you want to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, right now all the spotlights are on you, all the commentators are talking about you, so you know this is kind of your year to sort of shine. And, you know, I think, you know, from everybody that's probably talked to you and people have said, just keep your head down, keep your nose clean, and just keep fighting every single race. And you know, the cream will rise to the top because you definitely have the talent.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Absolutely. I mean, it's all about going out and performing on the racetrack. So that's what we're trying to do. You know, last year was a little bit of a letdown for me and all my teammates at HMS, really. So, we know we've got work to do, and we're kind of trying to play catch up, but we have a lot of really smart people that are working really hard to get our race cars better every week.
Hey, come on, you're driving for the Hendrick Motorsports. I mean, yeah, that's pressure, but that's also top of the line equipment, which kind of puts pressure on you again a little bit, because now you can't say, well, if I had a better car. Now it's kind of on you, but you don't do it alone. You got a driver. I mean, you got a crew chief, and you got a spotter, and of course the rest of the team as well. So it's really not just you. It's not an individual sport, and I think that's the key.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's definitely a team sport, from getting the car right to where we need to be through practice, and making the right strategy calls through the race, having good pit stops. You know, it's definitely a team sport, and definitely in my opinion, I'm on the best team there is.
Well, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, and I think you've got a long career ahead of you. I got to let you go because I know you got a hard break at the bottom of the hour, and you got other people to chat with. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care.
All right, well, another up-and-coming driver. Hey, we got Mark Rose in the house. We're going to let him kind of fill up the last 6 minutes. He's a big sponsor out of Barona Speedway, used to race at Cajon. Now he's crew chief. He's done some off-roading.
The season's getting underway, so we got him in here to talk about what he's doing out there at Barona. And he cruises around in the pits, and he's hands-on.
That's what he's supposed to do.
He enjoys that.
Well, right? You're a crew chief, right?
Well, I wouldn't. I'm not a crew chief.
Or you're a crewman.
I was a crewman for a few different people out of Cajon. Like I said, Mike Mendenhall, Jeff Seifert, John Mankey. And, you know, it's just time. I want to give back to the community.
Sure.
I want to give back to the Salazar family. They're doing a great job out there. Troy's come out with his brother Todd, and they've repainted the grandstands. They've repainted the crash walls, the light fixtures.
They put up new speakers too.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, as we speak, they're up there testing the new transponder series. So they're going to have transponders up there on the race cars this year.
That's a great idea.
It's going to take all the scoring problems away. The poor ladies are up there scoring the cars.
Yeah. Can you imagine doing
by
that?
By
pen and pencil.
Can you imagine doing that? I wouldn't do that on a bet. They don't. No. And that's volunteer, I think.
It is.
Yeah. That's a amazing thing. So, yeah, they're doing lots of – every year it's – they last year they redid the whole track.
Yeah. Yeah, and they brought in all new clay.
And rumor has it they might be putting a little bit more banking into the track this year. So that's going to bring in a second groove, a higher groove.
That's just because Todd likes pushing a dozer around. He just wants to make something. That's all. He wants to change it up a little bit. That's awesome.
Well, cool that you are interested in, you know, seeing that things keep going and motivating the racers, the Dash for Cash. That's awesome stuff. That's fun.
It's just a way to give back. I want to figure out somebody, if there's somebody out there that can help promote the kids racing.
Sure.
You know, there's three different divisions of kids out there in the mini dwarfs, the mini sprints. I can't even think of them all, but there's three or four divisions out there. These kids try so hard. They have a small track on the infield of Barona, on the infield of the quarter mile. Just to see those kids come off the racetrack, even if they don't win, they are smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah.
Great, great program out there.
Well, they're your up-and-coming drivers. We had Grayson.
We had the whole family, the three kids and the two parents. And they're like 6, 8, and 10. The cutest thing ever.
No, I'm talking about Grayson. They're like one we had in last week, that one little six-year-old.
Right.
Just, I mean, he's been in three races, been in three different tracks, and done quite well, and you know, and he's 6 years old, but that's how it starts.
And he's amazing, you know.
And his mom says he's got great grades. Yeah. He's a good kid. He keeps his room clean.
Very passionate.
Well, because you'll take the race car away.
Absolutely. Got to have that carrot out there in front of
him. I hear you.
All right.
Well, so you're with, what's the name of your company?
Express Pipe and Supply.
Okay. And they're in El Cajon.
Santee.
And we appreciate, and they're a commercial plumbing and a supply company, but will sell to the general public.
Absolutely.
And the only reason I bring that up, folks, if you're out cruising around Santee and you see their sign or their building and you're into motorsports, stop, walk in, and tell the person you see, hey, thanks for supporting Barona. And if you don't want to buy a piece of pipe, that's fine. Get back in your car. But at least stop and acknowledge.
Stop by for a cup of coffee. We've got the Barona schedules there. They're free to whoever comes in to get them.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Troy dropped those off. So, yeah, stop by, say hi.
Yeah.
We've got tools, whatever your plumbing needs are. But this isn't about me. This is about Barona. And
sure.
We want people to show up out there on April 6th for the opener.
But we want more businesses to do that. And so it's okay to tote your horn just a little bit, because without companies like yours, it would be tougher for these guys to get around the track.
It would, and I appreciate it.
All right, Mark, you're always welcome to come back to Racer Radio whenever you like. We appreciate having you on. Michelle, thank you. Don't go anywhere, folks. Gun Sports Radio is coming up.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Yep. Racer Radio has its own Facebook page.
That's right. And by the way, I looked at Michael Schwartz's face. I don't think he's got good news for us in Gun Sports Radio.
But again.
So it's probably sometimes one of the most depressing shows I do. Thank you, California Governor.
Oh, brother.
But that's another story.
All right, so we'll be back next week, and happy trails.
All right, take care, folks. Stay tuned, though. Don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio.
On AM 1170, The Answer. The clouds and we're together. Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.